Drive is over. If you missed supporting our campaign in real time, you're not too late. Donate now at cjsffunddrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573 and become radio's best friend.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1. What is it? And today that was a pretty meek reenaction of my first moments on the air 15 years ago. Today is the closest I'll get to broadcasting on my anniversary of broadcasting, and 15 years of broadcasting is nuts. I've never done anything for so long that wasn't public education. That's wild. So I don't really have much to say or anything special to do for my 15-year anniversary here at CJSF, but again, always want to thank the crew that's been here all the time, the people who have stuck around, the people who have come, the people who have gone. And the people that have showed me all sorts of amazing things to do and learn and hear at the radio station. So, to many more here at CJSF 90.1 FM, this is me, Jim Gradowski, your host for CJSF 90.1 FM's The Art Show, where this show's awesome, broadcasting on the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, which belongs to the Skokomish, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem people. So keep that in mind as we explore the listings that I have, and I have a lot of listings this week of shows and happening in Spine for a Fantastic City of Vancouver. But we'll be right back after a short and thorough and not what was the word? Anyways, here's the thing. No, doesn't want to work right now. I'm not. There we go.
Are you passionate about skiing and looking for a way to give back this season? Join Canadian Adaptive Snow Sports and help us make a real impact by volunteering your time. From teaching adaptive skiing or snowboarding techniques to supporting our events, there's a role for everyone. Visit our website at www.cads.ski to learn more, volunteer, or make a donation.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
All right, we're back in the hot seat here. Real quick, a couple other things I'd like to say. Thank you to everyone who donated and helped us out during the fun drive we did and wrapped up this week. This week, yeah, sure. We got to just about $7,000. So thank you from the bottom of my heart to all the donors for our show, all my friend shows, and all the shows and all the things we couldn't do without you. So thank you again for your time, your money, and of course your attention here on the show. Donating to CJSF is not a time-exclusive event. You could always go to cjsf.ca/donate and make a contribution at your leisure. That'd be really cool. Anyways, once again, thank you. Let's talk about some concerts here. All right, so there's a bunch that I mentioned. So tonight at the Pearl downtown, we've got Hoxley Workman, a band, a guy I haven't listened to in a long, long, long time. Seems to be either I'm just getting that old, but all the bands I listened to 20 years ago are returning But they're still active. And they're still doing stuff. That's great. That's a good thing to keep in mind, you know? 20 years later down the road, still doing the thing. I'm still doing the thing. I've been broadcasting 15 years, baby. That's sick. Yeah, Hoxley Workman coming through. Don't know if there's any opening act, but doesn't mention it. But yo, check it out. Doors at 7. Show's at 8. Grab of, I don't know, Jollibee or something. I remember when that opened up, everyone's like, hype for the Jollibee? Still haven't been, but that I guess it's a cute looking mascot. It's a big bee. Aptly named. Jolly. I don't know if it has another name. If you know Jollibee's mascot name, text me at 778-782-2573. That you can text CJSF at your leisure. And drop me a line. Drop us a message. It's really cool. Let's just know you're listening. Let's just know you're having a good time. You can also contact me on my Instagram, MooseMasta. M-O-O-S-E, period, M-A-S-T-A. Tell me what shows you're going to. See which of your 20-year-old bands, favorite bands, are coming back to town. I saw Stars a few weeks ago, and that was awesome. Wanted to cry the entire time, man. Sick. Celebrate for a Set Yourself on Fire tour? Awesome. They'll be back in a couple months, apparently, so any fellow Stars fans, go check that out. Anyways, back to it here. We have also a Landon Conrath doing the thing over at the Fox Cabaret with Andrew Garden. That's a nice name. Andrew Garden, just, quote, hook-laden indie pop, unquote, playing here at the Fox Cabaret, Main and 7th, at 7 p.m. 7th? 8th? Whatever. Yeah, no, 7th, that's the one. Check it out at the Fox Cabaret. We'll check out some music from them in a little bit here, but yeah, it should be pretty exciting. It's an early show, I reckon. So, you know, get there early, grab a bite, go home and go to sleep maybe, or stay out late. It's great. It's a Thursday night, baby. It's Friday light. My weekend's on a Wednesday, bro. Anyways, once again, Landon Conrath at the Fox Cabaret. Thursday night, 7 p.m. Also tonight, not too far away from there, at the Biltmore Cabaret. Seems to be a little country and folk night. You got a Duke and Goldie along with Just the Season and Pony Gold all doing their thing. An evening of soulful country and folk music. 25 at the door, 15 in advance. Don't know if you can still get them, but yeah, it's cool. Oh, a bunch of nice little, well, Pony Gold coming in from Victoria across the LaSalish Sea there. And Just the Season and Duke and Goldie, respectively, from our own backyards here in Vancouver. That sounds nice. I want to listen to some folk music. What is this? Oh, it's Philip Sardé. Philippe Sardé. Anyways. The Thing. Was, you know, that orange guy from the Fantastic Four, but it's also a band from New York City, which is here on the other side of the continent. Good job. They made it. They're playing with Monster Watch and Doom Cocoon at the Cobalt. They're playing at the Cobalt at Dilworth 8 o'clock. So check them out. It's going to be some rocking, some rolling. They're a four-piece. Met in high school. They bonded over a shared love of rock and roll, like many people have. Into the Kinks, Grand Funk Railroad, something like that. Everyone loves a good Nuggets compilation. Anyways, Monster Watch. Been doing the thing for a couple years now. And they have a full length coming next year, apparently. And Doom Cocoon, three-piecer, psych rock. It's pretty cool. That's what I got on the screen. But what do I have on the paper? There's a lot going on, folks. Really, a lot. Xiaomin's and Memory Palace, Emma Tonic, along with Ben Wilson doing the thing at the Red Gate 7:30. Check it out. Should be cool. It's going to be atmospheric. Bring a seat. Get those little foldy chairs. I should get one of those. Yeah, it's going to be cool. Giorgio Menagarazzi, I believe is the other name. Other name, A.K.A. on that one there. So yeah, get comfy. Hop in the couches there. And lose yourself in the sound. Again, Memory Palace, Emma Tonic, Ben Wilson, and Geomans, over at Red Gate tonight, 7:30. The Lido, up the way there. Patrick Farrugia. Doing an album release along with B-Bomb, so some bedroom rock along with some rock, some like synth pop rock. It's fun. It's gonna be a cool time. Get comfy, get there early, grab a seat, because they go fast. There's not a lot of seats unless you want to get chummy with strangers, which is fine, which is cool. Grab a seat, talk about your favorite sports teams, I guess. Very cool. Back at the Heat League, we have Madeline Roger with Talal McBriar doing the thing. I was checking out some stuff from Madeline earlier. Very nice music. I dig it. I'm looking forward to hearing this song again. Check it out. It's over at the Healy tonight. Finally, that's all I got. Let's get some music going here. I've been yapping too long. So we're gonna turn off our boy Philip Sardé and get some music here from Madeline Roger. This is Fever Dreaming.
Fever.
here to say. I'm talking about shows every Thursday. What's up? All right. Okay, let me tell you some music, eh? Starting off that set, we had Madeline Roger at the top, Fever Dreaming. It's very cool. See that at the Heatley tonight. Thursday night, baby. Yeah. Playing with Talil McBriar. Very nice. Very cool. Do people still use that Demure thing? I never did, so I don't think I'm about to start. Yeah, Fever Dreaming, Madeline Roger, very nice. After that, you heard Memory Bank by Patrick Farugia, and he's releasing a new album. Releasing a new album called You Can Find the Joy in Anything. Very nice concept. Respect it. You can catch that tonight at the Lido. Choose your small bar of choice this Thursday. Are you heaty or are you Lido? You feeling heaty? I don't know. Yo, okay. They're playing a B-bomb real quick. Like last week, I was playing a DJ set for Halloween there at the Lido. If you came by and had a fun, great. What's up? How you doing? I had this person comment on the Lido page. They're like in Venice right now. Last we spoke. I want to look this up. Find my message here. And she's like, "Yo, where's this concert? Where's this show? Where's it happening? I wanna see it." I'm like, "Do you mean like Lido Island in Venice?" And I'm like, "No, you're on wrong continent there, hun." Anyways, she was like, "Oh, you're a DJ. Do you have any mixes?" I'm like, "Actually, I do. I have a couple mixes on SoundCloud. They're many years old. I get through them to her way." And she was like, "Yo, these are sick. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Keep playing." I'm like, "Thank you so much, lady. I want to find you so I can give you a proper shout out here." Oh, I don't know. What's her name? They go by Aratek. Aratek. They're a German architect, it seems. Shout out to Aratek. What's up? Thank you for your words of inspiration. I will keep DJing, and it's all thanks to you. Hire me for your wedding. I've done that now. I can do weddings now. Hire me. Okay. And at the end of that last set, you heard The Thing. That was their track. What is this? Off their album, The Thing. They have a bunch of other thing. They have a couple other thing jokes there. That's it. The Thing is no thing. What is this? It's just, you know, questions in the form of an answer over here. Great album. By People Under the Stairs, by the way. Yeah, so that Thursday is stacked. Pretty stacked. And so underneath me right now, we got Emma Atomic. You can catch them tonight at the Red Gate with Xiumen's Memory Palace and Ben Wilson doing stuff like this. Mind you, this collection of music is almost to the day 7 years old. Released in November 12th of 2017. Take me back to 2017. That was a pretty poppin' year. Pretty cool. But you know what? Time doesn't work like that. As many, you know, magic animes we watch where people go back to time. I just started watching the new Dragon Ball Daima, where they get turned to kids again. If you watch GT, you know what's up. And you just kind of scratching your head, like two episodes in to the new Dragon Ball. I just see it right now as like rebranding, because like DBZ Super and all that other crap is just like, you have to really know what's going on to like kind of catch up at this point, and like it's too serious or something. Like it's kind of lost its hokiness. Like, yeah, Dragon Ball is inherently stupid, and we all know that. But it's just, like, kind of falling off the wagon. So I think this is... Also, rest in peace, Akira Toriyama. You're an absolute legend. I think there's a rebrand for Dragon Ball. Still good. Still Dragon Ball, guys. It's always going to be good. It's just going to be less... Maybe be less good. But that's the last thing Akira Toriyama worked on before he died. So, you know, I got to watch it. Anyways, I digress. What's the phrase? Live like you'll die tomorrow. Learn like you'll live forever. Go to shows when you can. So let's talk about Friday. Michael Slumber, album release. Red Gate, Friday, 8 p.m. Free Play Angel doing the thing as well. Silva Dawn and Yawn. They should team up, those two, just because it's fun to say their names together. Silva Dawn, Yawn. Yawn Guan. Anyways, Yawn's really cool. I've seen him a couple times. Very nice. Great jokes. Good show banter. Come for the music, stay for the banter. My time spent on dating apps is maybe kind of... I don't like the word banter anymore. It's just... You know how to have a conversation. Good job. Like, stop it. Like, is that the bare minimum that people want? Like, you're capable of holding on a conversation? Cool. What else you got? Oh, you breathe? Wow. Good job. Anyways, I'm being a dick. I'm sorry. That's not a fun... Shout out to Conversations. They're hella. I love talking to people. That's why I'm on radio. Yet I'm here set by myself. Go to the show. Michael Slumber, Free Play Angel, Silva Dawn, Yawn, Red Gate. Green Auto, Midnight News, also doing an album release, playing with Yup, What, and Maneater. Yo, it's a freaking week of album releases here. Everyone's doing it. I should release an album. Are you releasing an album today? I'm actually playing a new album every single day. It's called November 7th, 2024. It's a really long concept album, series of albums, deep concept. You know, I'm playing a new song every day. You could argue I am some musical philosopher will argue this for days and then call that a performance piece. Anyways, Midnight News, most of Supermoon, great band, quality people, great singers, amazing drummers and guitarists. Check it out. They're playing with Yup, the bass face with the most stank on it. We got Craig, Madison, and Gil holding down their prog rock. It's insane. It's great music. What? It features Lorraine, my favorite animal person. She is a tarantula. And after the election results, it's like, are you feeling down? Buy a tarantula. I'm like, you know what? Why not? You should get into keeping a tarantula. If you want to talk spiders and animals, go talk to Lauren. You can't miss her. Really nice, smiley, tall lady that fucking rips on guitar. Super nice. Maneater also on deck for that one. This is going to be like a friendly night. This is going to be like a crowd of like the nicest 30-somethings you'll ever meet. If you're not going purely for the music, just go to be surrounded by smiling people that are happy to see each other. That's at Green Auto. Friday. 1828 Pandora Street in the alley. Mount Pleasant, you can go see at the Fox Cabaret Computer, Doggone, and Warm Belly. That sounds like a nice one. Making soup with a nice warm belly. It's 7 o'clock for that one there. KW Studios, back in the downtown east side, we got Blind Spot, High Dive, Kama Sutra, Murder. Murder is the band or is it Kama Sutra? Yeah, no, it's Kama Sutra Murder is the band. It's all one word. Very cool. 648 still alive with a new brain in it. Muppet Boys, Trip Switch, and Dicea all doing the thing there. Muppet Boys rip. I was playing that music. Anyways, we're gonna hear some music now. We're gonna check out some music from Midnight News. This is from their new album that they're releasing Friday night, or tonight if you're listening Friday. Shout out to Fridays. Friday gang, hello. Thursday gang, hello. Let's get, this is their song, Crawling Through the Band. Yeah.